One of the hottest tickets on Broadway right now makes the audience part of the act. It's called Freestyle Love Supreme, and it's the brainchild of the creative minds behind In the Heights and Hamilton. And joining me now are three of the cast members, Utkarsh Ambudkar, who goes by UTK the INC. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
And Chris Sullivan, who goes by Shockwave. Good to talk to you.
That's me.
And Anthony Veniziale, or Two Touch, welcome to you as well.
Cheers. Good to be here, Jeremy.
Okay, so Anthony, I want to start with you because you are credited with creating this show along with Lin-Manuel Miranda and Thomas Kail. How did this all get started?
It was just a terrible idea that spun into an awful 15 years. We were working on In the Heights at the Drama mm-hmm. Bookshop, and we had all gone to Wesleyan together. Lin was there sort of workshopping and working under Tommy's guidance, and I was sort of the interlocutor who would jump in and be like, Lin, let's freestyle rap. And I just convinced Lin that it was a good idea to do this in front of people because, like, we did it at every cast party. We did it in between breaks and stuff. And then finally I convinced him, and we had a show on August 16th of 2003, which is the day after the Eastern Seaboard blackout on August 15th of 2003.
Uh-huh, right. Yes, a very famous moment in New York City history. Was it always, though, in those early days, successful enough that you thought this is a good idea? Because I can imagine it going wrong if you're just not all in sync with each other about how to make words people say into something that's compelling and entertaining.
I think the short answer is yes. The long answer is no, yes, sometimes. I mean, when you do this thing, especially when you're first starting out, like, it's terrifying and you're terrible at it. And I'm still terrible at it. There are some shows that I have where I'll try to set up a rhyme and I fail at it. But that's, I think, a part of our show. We allow the audience to see the rough edges and some of the mistakes. And so more importantly for me was that the audience was with us. And when we made those mistakes, it kind of even got us more empathy and more cred with the audience that it was happening in the moment. So once that happened, it's one of those things you're like, oh, I need to do this all the time. It's my favorite thing. Oh, God, I can't wait to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we've gone on too long without giving listeners an idea of what we're talking about here.
Sure.
So what you do in the show involves audience members giving you words and you all freestyle off of those words. I guess since I'm the audience now, you tell me what you want and you can do what you do.
Great. Why don't you give us like a word at a time and we'll just ask you for the next word and we'll have UTK kick it off and Shock will do a beat and then he'll maybe trade with me at some point and I'll give it a shot to fail miserably as well.
Okay, and I'm going to look at our show and the words that are in our show in the news right now. So Brexit.
Okay, here we go. Jeremy, let me step in. Exit, like the UK did with Brexit. I'll break it apart, put it together. That's right, I spit these flows forever. Give me another word.
Israel.
Baruch atah Adonai. When I spit so fly, I do it till I'm full. I do it for Israel, do it for Jerusalem. Without a pen, and I spit a Broadway show with all of my friends. One more word.
Election.
Okay, do it for your protection. No politics, don't want to talk elections. Just want to say you should get out and vote. Whatever you do is fine for me. And I just hope you express your voice. Take a choice, because it's yours, your power. That's right, don't be a coward. Put on your cowl, put on your cape. Because if you vote when you can, it would be great. Now I'm going to pass it off to Anthony. And you could give him a word and he can show you what he does.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Apples.
Okay, well, thanks for giving me that much lower stage of entry. You see, I'm just like Scrapple in the Midwest of Pennsylvania. No apples to be in my brain. I'm not no John of Gold. I'm just feeling like I was a cameo. Or maybe you could Macintosh on my flow. In other words?
Whistleblower.
All right. Could we even get any lower? I mean, this country needs more whistleblowers. I'm not looking at the White House. I'm just looking for how I can get out.
So, yeah.
That's kind of what we do.
Wow.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, Jeremy. Your yes. giving of the words
Bad
next
words.
Time, we should just go a little faster. that's for you. Next rehearsal, we're going to work on that.
I'm just a lowly audience member. I don't know how this is.
No, the audience member makes up most of our show, so you're an exalted audience member.
Well, yeah. And I have to say, when I went, one of the words was empathy. Ah. And then it becomes a whole song that involves the word empathy. And I thought to myself, and of course I'm sitting there like trying to figure out how the magic trick works. And I'm like, I wonder if it has to be a three-syllable word. Is there anything about the number of syllables that goes into what you do?
That's a great question, a very technical question from an intelligent and exalted audience member who needs to work on his word giving, but otherwise is crushing. No, we don't hold a syllable structure or anything. Certainly the more syllables, it can be fun. We all know that there are certain rhymes, A-T-E words, invigorate, instigate, imitate, that have more rhymes that go with them. But the point is to pick a word and then speak the truth.
You're also pulling together pieces of everything that the audience has said to you throughout the show that you might not even use directly, but you'll remember it and bring it back later, which brings an even bigger reaction from the audience when you do that. You got to have your memory working all cylinders running throughout that entire show.
Yeah, basically like our job and the way that we support it and what makes the show such a fun event for the audience and for us is that it's a real exercise in hyper-listening. When Anthony or Shockwave or Lynn or whoever's on stage, it's my sort of privilege and gift to be able to listen to them and give them all of my energy. And we've sort of just learned to retain the things that the audience likes along the way so that we can give them the joy of bringing it back up.
Now, one of the things that you do at this show, which I've never seen before, although, frankly, in this modern age where everybody's using their cell phones all the time, it seems like it's a pretty good idea that we should do this, which is that you take every – not you, but the people that, as you walk into the theater, they take everybody's phone and put it in a little pouch that immediately locks and can't be unlocked until the show is over. What's that about?
Well, there's also an escape clause, which is if you have an emergency and you need to get it open, you can leave the theater at any time. And it's just this little magnetic thing that opens it, just like if you were shopping at the Gap and you left with that little tag on. But the reason why we did that for our show was a couple of big points for us. First, it helps the audience to be really connected as a community. And what we're doing up there on stage, yes, we deeply listen to you, the audience. And then what we're asking from you is that you deeply listen to us. The hope here is that we're all in the moment together witnessing these connections and the neural networking that's taking place in our brains that's then creating a mesh network out there in the audience as well. So that's one. Two, we're also saying crazy things. We are doing stuff as characters of the audience and made up worlds. And if someone were to film that and then take it out of context, I mean, any night you could probably get a recording of me pretending to be Trump saying, I want the world to end and this is our society now. I'm going to rule forever. And like if you take that out of context, yeah, I mean, the alt-right would really love to smear me with that, I'm sure. So what we're saying to the audience is, hey, we're going to be vulnerable as well. So we don't want that then leaving this community afterward in a way that would potentially damage anyone.
I wonder if other Broadway shows are going to pick up this idea because it is annoying when somebody pulls their phone out in the middle of a show.
Yeah, that glowing white light. Exactly. Yeah, it's funny for those of us who remember before cell phones.
What?
It's almost a no-brainer. We're on stage and it just feels – it harkens back to more innocent times.
The late 90s.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman.
Chris Sullivan, let me ask you, because you run the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy, which is a school for people who want to learn how to do what you do. Is it very difficult to teach it?
No, absolutely not. It's not difficult to be in it either. Myself and Anthony and Andrew Bancroft, a.k.a. Jelly Donut, also a member of Freestyle Love Supreme, we sort of a combination of responding to the demand of people asking, how do we do this? And aside from saying 15 years of practice, there are also other building bones to learning this process.
Anissa Folds, who is a member of Freestyle Love Supreme, she goes by Young Niece, went through the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy with these guys and is now with us every single night on Broadway, which is to say that if you take the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy class, you'll end up on Broadway. It's a guarantee. It's in the bylaws. if you do the class, you go on Broadway. Am I right, guys?
We can edit this,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, before we let you guys go, I want to just have you do something which we'll probably save forever, which is, can you do a Here and Now freestyle?
Are we here? Are we now? Yeah, we came to put it down with the sound. Are we here? Are we now?
Yeah, we came together, put it down, down with the sound. Are we here, here, here? Are we now, now, now?
Yeah, we came to put it down with the sound. Yeah, are we here, are we now? I'm gonna speak quiet, then loud. That's right, I'm proud of the team we have here. That's right, I like the sound and it plays on the radio like every day. Here we are, spitting it on NPR.
Yeah, NPR, can you just be like Albert Camus and maybe get a little existential? Cause are you here or are you now? I don't know, what is it detrimental? Come on, UTK, it's elemental.
Oh yeah, existential. Damn, I'm here and now like Van Damme. In time cop, that's right, I stopped. I may have dropped that bar just a little bit.
Is it here? Is it now? How are we gonna put it down with the sound?
Is it here?
Is it now?
Is it now?
How are we gonna put it down with the sound?
Amazing, guys. Thank you so much. That is Anthony Veneziale, Chris Sullivan, and Utkarsh Ambudkar. Thank you so much to all of you, and good luck with Freestyle Love Supreme on Broadway.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. And remember, take the class. You'll end up on Broadway.
No, wait,
I'll
be there.
That's not the message.